Okay, guys, we can get started with Manolo.
Hello, Lou. How are you, my friend?
Good. Sorry for being a little late.
No problem, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm fine, thanks. Well, you're closing games now. You already told us that that's one of the things that you would love to do. Of course, it's not a new thing for you because you had experience in the minors, and very especially that 2018 with the Athletics, when you save four games and you also were setting up pretty good for Blake training. Now that you're doing this, how much that experience in 2018 helped you to become the closer you are now?
It definitely helps a lot. If anything, it helps with confidence to know I've done it before and I did it at a high level. So, it's one of those things where, sometimes the situations are a little tighter or a little tougher, but you know, you just, the game plan's the same, get outs, you know, mixed speeds, don't be predictable and do well, you know?
Yes. And in spring training, you had a chance to be, to be with your teammate, Trevor Rosenthal, one of the greatest closers in the last 5 or 10 years. I wonder if you talk a little bit about this special role that he give you some kind of advice. And I'm wondering if you have had a chance to talk to him recently now that he's recovering. And by the way, how is he right now, if you've done yet?
I talked to him in spring training a little bit. We went over, he was talking to me about St. Louis and his St. Louis days and how he, you know, became a closer and stuff like that. It was, you know, he's done it for a long time. And like you said, he's been one of the best in the last 10 years to do it. So it was nice to be able to learn from him. I haven't talked to him too much except for, you know, the whole get well text and stuff, but I haven't really talked to him too much. I know he's recovering and you know, hopefully he's back sooner than later.
Matt Kawahara.
Hey, Lou. We had asked Sean Murphy a question about after one of your outings a few days ago, and he said the main thing I think that he thinks is going on with you right now is you're just attacking and being aggressive. I mean, from your perspective, is that just kind of what it comes down to right now for you? Is that a key for you?
Yeah, it's about being aggressive in the zone. You know, hitters like it when you're 2-0, when they're 2-0, 3-1, you know, always falling behind. It's a little easier to hit. And from a pitcher's perspective, it's a little easier to pitch when you're up 0-1, 1-2. You know, you're in good pitching counts. But yeah, it's just like Murph said, this year I'm trying to be as aggressive as I can within the strike zone, and so far it's working out well.
How did you get back to or come to that sort of approach? I think you've talked a little bit about having to go through some struggles in 19, and then just kind of getting back to this place where you're at now. How did you kind of come back to that mindset where you're attacking again?
I'm just feeling better. I'm a big delivery guy. I tend to think too much than too little. But right now I feel consistent with my delivery. So therefore I'm able to attack and not have to worry about thinking about, okay, well, this has to be here, this has to be there. Now I can just go at and attack hitters, instead of thinking about, you know, my delivery and where I want certain things to be at, you know, a certain time. So, you know, now that I feel a little more consistent, it's just easier to pitch instead of thinking, you know.
Alex Coffey.
Hey, Lou.
Hello.
I was curious, it seemed, according to Baseball Reference, like you started closing around 2016 in the minors. Correct me if that doesn't sound right.
That's right.
What was the transition like for you into that role from like starting games? How did that transition go? And was anyone at the minor league level particularly helpful or influential in you making that transition?
It all kind of started with the uptick in velocity. You know, most of my career before or prior to 2016, you know, I would maybe touch 95 once every 5,000 pitches. You know, I didn't throw hard. And then once I started throwing hard, it's, you know, you want your closers, that's just traditionally, you want your closers to be the, you know, hard throwers, and it's a little easier to get outs. You don't have to be as fine. You know, when I was 88, 89, if you miss middle, there's a really good chance that you're going to get hit. And when you're 95 plus, it's a little easier to attack the zone and not trying to be too fine. And so, you know, once the velocity was able to tick up for me, you know, that's when I was able to kind of grow into that closer role, so to speak, or just a late bullpen type of role. And, you know, it's a long road, you know, through ups and downs, but, you know, you got to persevere and learn from the valleys and get better.
Back to Kawahara.
What was it that, that originally unlocked that velocity aspect for you?
Just mechanics. I was always, since I can't remember, even when I was in high school, I've always been a guy that tried to throw hard. It was always about velocity and always about velocity. And then when I got into the minor leagues, you know, I wasn't throwing hard and I knew I could throw harder. So I was always the guy that tinkered, and sometimes to my detriment, you know, I'd throw well, but I would be 88, 90. I'm like, that's not good enough. So I try something that I think would gain velocity. And next thing you know, I'm still 80, 89, but I have no idea where it's going and I'm getting torched, you know? So like, that's a little bit frustrating, but at the end of the day, you know, thank the Lord that I was able to figure it out and change what I needed to change to see the uptick in velocity.
And this past cycle, when you talk about being comfortable where you're at mechanics wise again, when did that kick in?
A little bit last year. You know, I felt better. I felt more myself for the most part last year. And then working this off season with my pitching guy back home, you know, we were able to hone some things in. And then as the season's gone on, I've been feeling more and more comfortable, more and more like myself. And I know that the more I pitch, the more consistent I'll be. So, it's just feeling a lot better, feeling repeatable, feeling behind the ball. It's feeling better than what it was. So, you know, continue to work hard and get better.
And who's your pitching guy back home?
Mike Connors. He's with TSC Academy and back in Pennsylvania.
Simone McCarthy.
Hi, Lou. Hello. Feel like we've heard that you've always had stuff and it's just more about you being confident, and you've been really consistent so far this season. What do you think have you done anything? Do you think you're getting more confident the more consistent you've been each start or each outing, or where's your confidence come from? And are you the most confident?
I mean, you know, it's easy to get confident when you're seeing success, for sure. You know, I've been very fortunate and blessed to have a great season so far. So for sure, like, you know, there are times when you're, you know, sore or something, you don't feel good, but still, you know, you're able to dominate and do well. And, you know, so far, you know, that definitely helps out with confidence. And then, you know, with confidence brings consistency, and it's just a whole vicious cycle. So no, I've been working hard this past off season and even during the season to try and stay consistent and, you know, with my delivery, I feel good and I'm having good results.
Alex Coffey.
Hey, Lou. Once you saw that uptick in velocity in college, the minor leagues, did someone approach you about starting to close out games? And was that like, did that thought come to mind once you saw that uptick in velocity that could be used in that sort of role, or did you kind of have to like reimagine? I don't know. Like, did it not come as naturally to you?
I had no inkling that I was going to be a closer. I really didn't, or back into the bullpen guy. I was trying to just be back to my starting rotation. When I lost my starting spot in 2015, that was all like, okay, we're going to get back to it. I'm going to start again. And then I, you know, I had some success in the later parts of 2015. I continued to work on it. And I remember when I got to spring training, they said, look, you know, you had some success as a long relief guy, so we're going to keep you there. And then my first outing, I was 97 to 100 in spring training. They're like, okay, well, you're going to work on closing, you know, just because of the extra velocity. So that was the first time, you know, that I've been told that, but at that time. So it was one of those things where, you know, I was just trying to get better and it worked out to where, you know, I saw a huge tick in velocity and then they figured I'd be a late inning guy.
I guess, was that something that you kind of had to like learn to embrace, like that different kind of role since you were used to? Gotcha.
Yeah, for sure. You know, before that point, I was used to an hour of warming up. And then, you know, you're on a set schedule instead of, hey, you got one batter and then you're in there. You know, it took a lot of trial and error, and I was able to talk to a lot of guys that did that for a long time. So, you know, it was a learning process, but as I went along, you know, you get used to it, and now I, you know, it's normal.
Take a final question from Shayna Rubin.
You've mentioned that you've started using your secondary pitches a little more, your changeup and your curveball. What kind of payoff are you seeing in closing and using those pitches more?
It's just, I'm mixing it up a little more, you know, instead of being hard all the time, you know, a hard cutter, a hard fastball. And if I accidentally hang a cutter, it's easier to hit. Well, now, you know, you got a changeup in there, you got a curveball, which slows speed. So, you know, I'm throttling back and forth between, you know, mid to high 90s fastball, and then, you know, a low 80s, high 70s curveball. You know, I'm doing the old Bassett routine, you know, throwing that curveball in there. So, you know, again, I try and learn from everyone. And it's one of those things that just, it makes it, I'm not saying pitching is easy because it definitely isn't, but it just makes it easier when you have a decent amount of pitches to throw at hitters at any given point.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Thanks, guys.